Governor Tim Walz's daughter says Trump's crime crackdown in D.C. is BTCH baby, wussy, scaredy cat behavior. By Hannah Knudsen on August 13, 2025. The daughter of Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz, Hope Walz, believes that President Donald Trump's crackdown on crime in the nation's capital is nothing more than bitch baby, wussy, scaredy cat behavior. The daughter of former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, the latter of whom lost to President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance in November, went on a rant focused on book recommendations. Okay, so on the topic of book talk, as well as Trump's bitch baby, wussy, scaredy cat behavior in D.C., it got me thinking of a book I read in college, Hope Walz began, adding. I think it was when I was at the University of Minnesota. It was Locking Up Our Own by James Forman Jr., and it talks about what led to, arguably, you should also read the new Jim Crow and then go into this one. Along with, like, a million in between, you kind of get it. But like modern mass incarceration, of like black men. And it talks about DC and the war on drugs. And how all of that led up to what we're now seeing. Also note, the crime rate in DC is at the lowest it's been in 30 years. But this is a good book to kind of get, like a larger viewpoint of this sort of stuff. And it's always been like one form of another. Of like the US locking up people that aren't like rich and white men and like, we're very much seeing that continuation go on, she claimed. I would argue also with what we see with Trump. It's just like, more of it, she added. Her remarks follow Trump's Monday action invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard to combat crime in D.C. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs and homeless people, and we're not going to let it happen anymore, Trump declared at the time. Despite the sheer state of denial by the likes of Hope Walz and Democrat D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, the latter of whom described Trump's actions as unsettling and unprecedented, former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund said it is essential to look at the bigger picture. To see these gangs of youth kind of taking it, the Navy Yard, over, it doesn't surprise me that they're now going to pull these federal resources together and form a task force, he said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. We did this in the early 90s, when I was with D.C. police, we were able to drive down homicide rates. When Chief Lanier was chief, think about 2010 to 2014. We had a homicide rate that was maybe right around 100, 170 a year. Now 2023, you got 274 homicides. So you had a significant increase, he said before addressing the individuals who claim DC crime is going down. So when people talk about, oh, there's big drop, there's a drop from 2023 to 2024. But it's still significant, double what we had in around 2010. The former police chief pointed out, later adding that the D.C. homicide rate is 5 to 6 times that of any other major city in the United States. Further, as Breitbart News detailed, White House correspondents and reporters have complained and cited instances of violent crime taking place in the nation's capital for several years, a reality that comes as Trump critics attempt to paint a picture that D.C. crime is a figment of Trump's imagination.